Culture 2. Elizabethan Theatre. Exercises 4 and 5.
When William Shakespeare arrived in London during the 1580s, he joined a company of actors, the Chamberlain's Men, who were based at the theatre built by James Burbage in 1576. Despite the church's disapproval of theatre, Burbage's new theatre enjoyed great success in the last two decades of the 16th century. This, and the fact that the aristocracy took pleasure in live theatre, albeit at private performances in their palaces rather than in the new public theatres, enabled actors and playwrights to achieve a degree of respectability. But it wasn't long before Burbage's theatre ran into difficulties. In 1596, a dispute arose with the person who owned the land on which Burbage's theatre stood. Burbage and his company of actors were unable to resolve the dispute. So in 1599, they found and rented a new plot of land on the other side of the River Thames. One night, they secretly dismantled the theatre and transported the walls, seating and stage to the new site, where they used them to construct a brand new theatre. In order to cover the cost of the new theatre, some members of the company were offered shares in the building. William Shakespeare was among those who bought shares in the new theatre, which they named The Globe. It was completed in early 1599, and for the following 14 years, it enjoyed great success, with many of Shakespeare's greatest plays being performed there. However, in 1613, disaster struck. The productions had become very sophisticated and often included smoke effects, real cannons, and fireworks. During a performance of Henry VIII, sparks from a cannon set fire to the thatched roof and the theatre burned to the ground. According to a contemporary account, it happened very quickly. All in less than 2 hours, the people having enough to do to save themselves. Within 12 months, the theatre had been rebuilt, this time with a tiled roof. Shakespeare died a few years later, and although he may have acted in the rebuilt Globe, it is doubtful that he wrote plays for it. The Globe remained the home of Shakespeare's theatre company for some 30 years, until 1642, when Parliament, which was dominated by Puritans, banned the staging of plays and closed down all the theatres in the land. 2 years after that, in 1644, the Globe was demolished to make way for new housing. Over 300 years later, a young American actor named Sam Wanamaker visited London and came up with a plan to rebuild the theatre near the original site. He spent over 20 years raising funds and researching the original appearance of the Globe. Work started in 1992, and in 1997, the new Globe Theatre opened with a performance of Henry V. The theatre is as accurate a reconstruction of the original as possible, and even has a thatched roof, the first allowed in London since the Great Fire of London in 1666. But since there are no pictures of the interior of the original Globe, it is a best guess. Performances of Shakespeare plays are staged at the Globe every year from March to September and are immensely popular with tourists. If you visit London, why not go and see a play there?